Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelow
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to Mind Mastery and Manifestation. So lately, it's really interesting. I've been bringing a lot of more spiritually minded people because, you know, when shit hits the fan, as it does in a global pandemic, for example, it's a beautiful time, and the time calls for a reconnection with your spirituality. And it's a beautiful time to get into all things woo, or, you know, because, you know, when you're talking to me, it's not woo. I bring the science to it. It's real. If it's woo, it's actually bullshit. So we can even just ditch the word.
Right. Yeah.
Right. It's either spirituality or bullshit. Woo is nonsense.
I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot.
But what's really important as well is to remember that there is a groundedness as well. That when you lose yourself in the clouds, or, you know, you lose yourself in energy, which is beautiful, by the way, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. What I do encourage is balance.
Yeah.
And I ran into Ruben online, and we immediately found that, like, oh shit, this is some beautiful balance because, you know, I'm in the mind, the energy, psychology, things that are a little less tangible.
Yeah.
Right. And it's wonderful stuff, easy stuff. But what I have noticed is that the people who get lost in this world and forget about systems and structures and data and tracking and all that stuff, they lose their businesses because the businesses are tangible things. And so,
totally,
you kind of have to know how to work with both. And so what a beautiful way to balance me out and all the information I've been bringing you than to bring on Ruben Drieger, who is a business coach who's helped over 400 entrepreneurs move their businesses online. And one of the things that he is a true expert at is all of that, like, 3D stuff that is so important that we can lose track of when we're all, you know, meditating all fucking day, right? It's like, yeah, great, important stuff. But, like, yeah, what about your sales? What about your conversions? How do you know if you're doing well? Mm-hmm. How do you set your systems up so that you can balance yourself out, feel really good, be that attractive, spiritual, psychological powerhouse, but back it up with real numbers, real figures, and real cash? So welcome to the show, Ruben. I'm so excited to have you on here.
Thank you. I'm honestly very excited. I was on a show yesterday, and I told them, and it's the truth, I'm going to say it again, this is literally one of my most favorite things. Like, I love just being, like, able to provide service to people. And I love how you started, because one of the things that, I mean, I love to do, I love to play music, I love to play a bunch of different instruments. And the beauty with any kind of art form is that there's, like, the art itself, and then there's, like, the math behind it, or the tangible. So, like, even, like, learning to play guitar, there was a lot of, had to learn the scales, had to learn these different, like, shapes and forms and patterns. But then at the end of the day, you need to learn improv. You need to learn how to make it mesh together, all these different fun things. And so I'm really excited, because I believe in a balanced universe, in a universe where you have it all, right? I know a person who has, like, the tattoo on their wrist. It's like the and symbol, which is like, you can have it all. Like, you can have this and that and the balance together. So I'm excited to dive in, because yes, I do love the tactics, the strategies, but I'm happy that we can do this together and kind of balance it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing, right? Like, I'll tell you straight, like, I online, when you read my stuff, I openly shit on strategies. But that, yeah. But that's because my audience is so heavy into strategies, exactly, that they think that's all there is. Right.
No, this is so important, because the message doesn't necessarily have to be true at that moment for everyone, right? And I talk about that a lot, because, like, a lot of people are like, I'm turned off by that person on social media. I was like, well, maybe that message isn't for you right now. Because exactly, in the same way that you maybe are like, oh, you don't need more strategy, you need to be more mindset. I mean, we have the opposite, where some people, mm-hmm, like, especially we work with some spiritual coaches sometimes, and they'll just be like, I'm flow, I'm attracting clients to me, yet they don't do any work. And it's right, the same thing, right? It's like, it's kind of like we're trying to pull people out of the ditches by kind of being in the other ditch almost, as it were.
Exactly. So yeah, so if you're listening to this, and you know, you're in one camp where you're like, I got the strategy down, then cool. You know, listen for the nuggets that you might have overlooked and maybe have missed, because again, we want to avoid premature closure. Yeah. If you're in the camp where you're like, you know, I'm Bodhisattva and I got that shit down, but like, I don't know how to run a reliable business, then y'all better listen up. So Ruben, you were telling me a little bit before we hit record that you have a very nice, basic, simple structure that you like to teach that keeps things really easy for people to learn. Yeah. And it was called the loop method, right? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So basically, I created the loop method a little bit out of necessity. When I was new, I actually started as an online fitness coach in the online space. All the inspiration came from my wife because she was a health coach in the online space first. So credit to her. But basically, I was being taught a couple different things as far as how do you get clients. And there was a lot of different strategies. And it was really interesting, actually, because the strategies themselves were one way or the other, which was either, and I'll share this because maybe some people are familiar with this. The one way that I was being taught was just to post the right content, and the right people will come to you. It's like you know, build a city and they will come, or whatever it is. And then the other extreme was I was being taught to go find people, message every single person that looks like an ideal client and try to sell them, right? So you know, there was actually these two extremes that I saw. And being naturally myself, I wanted to find a way where I could bring those worlds together. And so how I often talk about it, there's people that basically they try to attract clients. There's people that kind of hunt for clients. And then what the loop method is, in my opinion, is we create. And so what I'll walk through a very simple structure and you can ask some more questions about it. But basically, anyone that wants to become a client of yours, they go from a process of being cold to the idea to being hot and signing up. And so I thought to myself, how can I consistently move people every single day from being cold to being warm, warm to hot, hot to paid? It was just a very simple formula. How do you warm somebody up? So we came up with the loop method, which is basically, I'll share the four kind of main principles, which is the first thing is you need to get someone who doesn't know you at all from Adam or from Eve to actually start to know you. So we came up with this section called building a targeted audience, which is how do you go from people not knowing you to starting to follow you on Instagram, friend you on Facebook, etc. And targeted people. Remember, we're focusing on quality over quantity because you can have all the quantity in the world. We've helped a lot of influencers who have 100,000 followers who are making no money. So targeted. So that's the first step. How do we go from people who are not part of our traffic to being in our audience? So now they're what we'd call like a cold lead. Okay, they're a cold lead. They don't really know us yet, but at least they're going to see our content. The second step is how do we get that person to make a small commitment to us? Because it's like in a relationship, before you go and like propose, you have some steps. First, you date. Maybe there's some people do courtship, engagement, marriage, right? There's steps to it. Sure. And I always say people will always take small steps with you before they take big steps. So what's a small commitment that you can quote unquote sell them on? Because you shouldn't try to sell them on the big commitment on the front end. So usually I tell people, we call them value pieces, which could be like a freebie, an opt-in, or an, like any kind of free resource, workshop, masterclass, challenge. How can you connect those new cold audience people to something that's going to give them value and get them committed in a small way to? And so that's the second step of the loop method. So the first is we get them into our audience. They're a cold lead. Now we turn them into a warm lead by them digesting something free, valuable, helpful. The third step is what we call nurturing. Now that they've raised their hand basically and said, I am an ideal client. I am a lead. I'm slightly interested. You want to build a one-to-one connection with this person. And this is where learning to be really human online. And this is where I say you can be very spiritual and like aware and present in your work as you start to build these relationships with people. Once they've raised their hand, you have full right to like start a conversation with them, ask them about what they're going after as far as goals, ask them what they're struggling with. And this is where you just build a relationship via communication. It's very, very simple stuff. Then the last step is literally offering for them to get on a call with you, or a lot of these people will actually reach out to you because you've been so helpful in the process. So I'll go through those four steps again. It's building a targeted audience, getting them to become a lead by offering some kind of free information, warming them up, small commitment, then continuing that relationship, going really deep. And usually this is in the messenger. I use voice notes or video messages to go really deep and intentional with them. And then, yeah, offer to get on a call with them because they're at a place where they've committed small stuff. They've committed to having a conversation. And now they're going to commit to get on a call with you. And then obviously there's a sales process that goes along. But those are the four simple points. And we just track those things every single day, which is another topic. But anyways, I'm going to stop talking because I could keep going.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I like this because it does make it sound kind of simple. And I know because I've worked with so many different kind of business coaches, and sometimes things are really complicated, right? It's like first you got to write a 40-page guide. Then you need to do this. Then you need to have a webinar. Then you need to get people to the webinar. Then you need to have a 16-step funnel. Then you need to, right? Like, you need to show up at their home. Then you need to convince their mom that it's okay for you. And, blah, blah, blah. And then maybe you'll get $5 out of it. And you sit there bleeding out of your nose, wondering whether you'll ever have a successful business because it sounds like there's so much to do. Yeah. The way that you're breaking it down makes it sound very simple.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, simplicity wins. Because here, I always describe it this way to my clients. If your business is complicated when you're doing less than six figures, once it's at seven figures, it's going to be a massive mess. And so any basically simple scales, period. And at the end of the day, like if you don't have a simplistic model, if there's like so many different moving parts, it's just not going to be something that's going to be able to grow. And so that's why focus is so important for new entrepreneurs. It's because there is a million and one business coaches saying, do this. This is the best. That is the best. This is the best, which is, you know, sure. The funny thing is they all work. Like LinkedIn works, Facebook, Instagram, email, paid advertisement, direct mail. They all work. Mm-hmm. What you want to do is find something that you feel like works really well for you. Your ideal clients really enjoy the one sequence and laser in on it. And that's what's going to actually create faster success because you're so specific.
I love that you brought that up there too, because there are so many different things that I've tried that have miserably failed, but you know, came from incredibly successful business coaches.
Yeah.
And they've given it to all of their clients and it's worked. Like the whole, you know, reach out to 20 people a day and start those conversations. I got banned from messaging on Instagram immediately and got almost kicked off of Facebook entirely.
Wow.
Within almost no time at all. And
crazy.
Not a single thing good happened from that strategy. Only negative. Because it didn't align with me.
Right.
It didn't align with my energy. I was doing it and I knew it wouldn't align with me. But I'm like, well, as long as I get results from it. And so I kind of stepped out of myself in order to adapt a strategy that I got from a coach.
Yeah.
I then later had to fire because all of his strategies didn't work for me.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I left myself out of the process.
Yeah, totally. And this is why actually I created the Loop Method, because these steps, actually, there is dozens of ways to do each step. Like if I was to say build a targeted audience, well, the one way you could do this, very simple organic ways, go figure out where your ideal client is on Facebook, friend them. Okay, like that's a very simple way. But also, I mean, getting out and showing yourself on podcasts, in the right podcast, could bring people into your audience, but you wouldn't have to do that one method, or pay for traffic, or get people to refer people. Like there's dozens of ways to do every single step. The goal isn't that everyone has to be cookie cutter the same. The goal is that you understand the steps that will lead people. Because I'm sure for even for you, Dan, that when you think about how people become clients of yours, it's kind of following a similar process of whether there could be the referrals, but there's like these people start following me, they engage in certain ways, they get free content, and like whether they're coming to you or you're pursuing them, you're following these same steps.
Yep.
And so I think that's important, because I think entrepreneurs need to learn how to fish for themselves, but understand what pole to use, what tackle to use, all those different things.
Yes.
So you give them everything and maybe figure out which path works best for them. I think that's the mark of a true good business coach, is doing a little bit of that customization work.
Yeah. And I think also it's important as a client to be able to feel into that.
Yeah.
And say like, yeah, because, you know, you do have so many options, you know, just because one works for someone does not mean it'll work for you. And just because it doesn't work for you doesn't mean that it's a bad strategy. So it's like, we gotta, you know, really find ourselves. And I love it, because when you do find the things that are really aligned with you, you get to play into simplicity. When you are working systems that don't align with you, you have to work really fucking hard.
Oh, and you plateau and you hit the wall. Like I've personally, even while I was business coaching myself and trying to scale, I tried to do things that every other business coach was doing, and they fell flat. I plateaued for a full year in my business because I was trying to do what everyone else was doing instead of actually like really looking internally and being like, what actually do I feel like I need to be doing? And then making that happen.
Right, exactly. And there's one thing that does help, right? Because here now we're getting into the idea of like, okay, is it working? Right. And, you know, when I first started my business, I'm like, yeah, I'm good at sales because I have clients and I think I'm okay. Well, I had no idea whether it was working or not. It was like a gut shot ego, like, yeah, I'm good because I want to be good. But then when I started tracking things, I realized like, not such hot shit.
Right.
Which I am now again because I track and I know my numbers.
Exactly.
Now I know that I'm a fucking badass the phone.
There's a logic behind the knowing.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about that because I know it's a really important thing for people.
Yeah, tracking is, I mean, at the end of the day, it's funny because I think that a lot of people don't like tracking. I think mainly because it's going to show them exactly where things are at. And I think that for most of my life, I didn't track anything. And I think it was a subconscious, like, if I start to track it, I'm going to become aware of all this shit. Basically. Sure. And so
like people don't want to go to the dentist, right? Exactly. Like, I'm going to find out I have all cavities. Yeah, exactly. But if you don't go to the dentist, you're going to lose all of your teeth.
Oh, perfect. No, that's a perfect example. So, I mean, I'll give people a couple numbers that are really important to track in business. So the first thing, I mean, a very, very basic one is, what is your sales percentage as far as if you get on X amount of calls, how many do you close? And I'll give a percentage of like, if you're a new entrepreneur, where you should be in, and if you're a seasoned entrepreneur, where you should
be. Awesome.
If you're a new entrepreneur, I would say between 30 and 40% close rate is okay. If you're falling beneath 30%, definitely work on that as one of your things that you work on every day. Now, if you're a seasoned entrepreneur and you're doing six figures or beyond, you really should try to up it to 60 to 70%. And those are aggressive numbers. And a lot of it has to do also how you source the leads and how you get them in and the right people. But those are some numbers that you can look at. I mean, the experts, they do close at 90%. But as far as like seasoned people versus beginners, those are the percentages. So that's the first thing. Now, the second thing is, I mean, obviously to have sales calls percentages, you have to have calls booked. So one of the biggest things that I always ask people is, how many sales calls do you have on a weekly basis? Well, if you have one or less, it's going to be very hard to grow a business. And so it's just one of those numbers that you track. If you have like 5 to 10 sales calls per week, you'll be doing really, really well. Now there's a bunch of numbers that you can track before that. Basically, if you guys want to, I'm not going to go in detail on that because there's some other ones that are more important, but basically if you want the one steps before that, it's the loop method. Basically, how many new people are coming to your audience? How many people are you connecting to value? How many people are you building relationships with? And how many people are you offering calls? It's kind of those four numbers that I described in the loop method.
Sure.
Those things compound into sales. Now, the other two numbers that I think are really, really important is lifetime value of a client and lifetime worth of a client. A lot of people don't think about this. Lifetime value is basically how many times will this client who signed up pay me again? So will they sign up for 3 months? Are they going to sign up again for 3 months? Yep. So that's lifetime value. If they pay once, how many times will they pay again in the future? So we want to track that because then you know, let's say you sell someone a $1,000 program, but they in a year actually pay $3,000 for you. And if you average that out, you know, every time you get a new client, even if let's say you paid $1,500 to get a client that paid you $1,000, but if you know you're going to make another $2,000 from them as the year goes on, you're still profitable, not on the front end, but on the back end. So lifetime value, very important. Lifetime worth, which is lifetime value plus referrals. That's what lifetime worth is. So basically, you also want to know how many people are referring people to. If you get no referrals, you might want to look at upping your coaching, doing a bit of a better job, delivering better results. Because successful clients do refer clients. And so you want to look at, okay, out of all the clients I'm working with, are they referring people to me? And that's so those are a couple of tangibles of what I track. I mean, I track more than that. We track revenue, we track how many clients we're working at with at a time, where that timeline, but we track a lot of stuff. Like I have like 10 trackers open up on my computer every day which is, I mean, I literally 6 months ago, I would have had like one. So I'm learning all this myself and teaching as we go. But anyways, I'm going to stop now because I tend to rant a little bit.
No, I love that. And what I'm getting here, and this is kind of what I learned a couple of years ago when one of my business coaches was like, great, well, you know, how much money did you make last month? And I'm like, about this or that. And she's like, what does about mean? How much did you spend? I'm like, I don't know. Like, what? Like, how do you not know how much you earned and how much you spend? And the weird thing is, most of the people who are in business that I've spoken with don't know either one of those numbers. Basic shit. Mm-hmm. Basic. How do you not know how much money you're making? How do you not know if you're going broke?
Exactly. Like, a lot of people who have six-figure businesses, and I'm doing quote-unquote for the people listening to the podcast, they have six-figure businesses. They're not really making very much money. Let's say they make $10,000 per month. Let's say they're spending $2,000-ish on services, maybe a VA, different things like that. Mm-hmm. And then they have to pay taxes on that. So maybe another $2,000, maybe $3,000. Sure. But they're left with like $5,000 for their personal life. Now, for $5,000 for most people could be decent, like as far as a full-time income.
Yeah.
It's not like a fancy life. Like, it's not like you have like this lifestyle going on. And so I think it's so important to look at profitability. And profitability actually for a business that wants to scale is everything, like all your expenses. So when I think about profitability, I think of taxes are gone, expenses are gone, and my personal salary is gone. Like everything besides that, what am I actually making at the end of the day? And if your business can't break even, you'll be able to have a good lifestyle. That's what we call a lifestyle business, where you can basically support your lifestyle and your expenses and your taxes, but you have no profit margin. That's a lifestyle business. If you want to build a business that you can take profit out, you could reinvest it in the business, you can reinvest it in other things, you can give it away to charity, you have to know your profitability, basically the margins.
Yes. And it lets you know what's going on. Like it's a weird thing when, you know, somebody comes to me for a business question. About 50% of my clients will come to me with their number one challenge as their businesses. Right. And they know, you know, I'm not a business coach, right? Not necessarily not a regular business coach.
For sure.
You know, I'll call myself, I do work on businesses. So I am a little bit, but when I start getting into that, they get blindsided because they think, I believe, that I'm only going to talk about mindset and how do you feel about things? And I start asking these questions and they don't have any answers. And my question is, well, how do you know it's wrong? How do you know where things are breaking down? Well, if they track, like you're suggesting, every step along the way, how many calls do I have? How many sales calls do I have? How many yeses did I get? How much money from each one throughout the process? Then you know, well, okay, well, everything is good up until this point. Mm-hmm. And this is where things break down. And then we can start looking at it like, okay, well, if you're great all the way up until the phone, and that's where things break down, I know you got some shit around sales.
Exactly.
And then I can really help you. But if you have no idea because you're not tracking anything, then really you're kind of in the dark, right? Like looking for a way out of this maze, but you don't know where you are at all. And it's challenging.
I think a lot of people, they're scared to track just because of that.
Yeah.
Because they're like, if I track, then I'll actually know what the problem is.
Right.
And they'll know what the bottleneck is. And one of my mentors always told me, he's like, Ruben, you're always the bottleneck.
No, 100% of the time. Yeah.
The bottleneck. And so whenever you track more, you're going to figure out more weaknesses. It's how it works. It's like, basically it's exposing how everything actually is. Mm-hmm. Which means that there's going to be there's always problems in businesses. They're never going to go away. You're just going to get different problems, maybe bigger, maybe better. Sure. I don't know. But so I think that for someone who wants to go to another level, I think there is probably some subconscious work to actually get into tracking, getting over the fear, whatever it is.
Sure.
But then there's actually seeing it and then understanding, okay, now I know exactly what to do to get to the next level. Mm-hmm. And that's why, I mean, I told you before, like for a year I plateaued because I didn't actually, number one, I wasn't aligned with the model I was working with, but also I wasn't tracking stuff.
Yeah.
And so I had months and they were just kind of staying in this range. I didn't know that if I tweaked a couple things, I could have doubled my leads. I didn't know that because I wasn't tracking. And so I kind of preach it. I'm kind of like the unsexy business coach. If you want to, because I'm just like, we need to get back to some basics here.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, so if you're listening to this right now and you're having that I don't want to go to the dentist move, right, that a lot of people have because like, I don't know what I know, right? Look at the other side of it. That let's say you start tracking and let's say you get some ugly news. Okay, fine. But you're tough. Come on. You're tough. You're not a two-year-old anymore who can't take anything. You got a thicker skin on you. Yeah. And then let's look past it, right? So you take the initial hit, but you're a tough person. You got this shit, no worry. But now because you're tracking it, like we were saying, like you can diagnose and then you can improve. And then when you do improve, you get to see it because you're tracking it. And so from the moment things start getting even better, you see it. It's not like, because that's the thing, right? When you don't track, you miss all of it. You miss your wins as well. And think of how many wins have gone by uncelebrated, or how many things you've done really well, but you didn't know because you didn't track it. You might have missed a million-dollar idea that was just starting to take off because you didn't know. What happens when you track? Yeah.
That's so interesting. I have actually not thought of it that way. I've always thought about it like when you don't track, you miss out on all of your weaknesses. But it's so true. You'll miss out on when you had your best month and when something worked really, really well.
Yeah.
And like that's something because like a lot of clients are like, yeah, I have months that are really great, months that are really bad. And they're missing out on figuring out why those really great months happen, right?
Yes. You need to know what you're doing right as well.
Oh, that's good. No, that was actually helpful for me because I think oftentimes I see it as like the negative spin, but the flip side is totally there.
Yeah. I mean, let's put it this way. Let's say it's almost like the difference between pure intuitive eating and a hybrid, right? Because right now, you know, and everybody's in quarantine, everybody's like, I don't want to get the COVID-19, right? Those 19 pounds, just like, oh, I'm looking a little flabby. And people are thinking maybe a little bit like, oh, it's intuitive eating. So I'm going to sort of feel my way through and eat what feels right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how do you know it is right? Yeah. Right? Because let's say you're just blah, whatever, whatever. And you're not tracking, you're not measuring. Some days you feel better, some days you feel worse. Some days you look in the mirror and you think you look better. Some days you look in the mirror and you think you look worse. And what happens if for 1 week you nailed it?
Yeah.
For 1 week you nailed it. And you started getting into hyper health. Like you started shedding pounds, feeling better, sleeping better, kicking ass, building muscle. But because you didn't track it, the next week you're like, well, I got to try something else now. And then you got into something different and you missed your formula. You had it. You had it, but because you didn't track it, you didn't know it. Think of how awesome you might be without knowing it right now. Think of how much genius you've got inside of you. But because you didn't set up something to allow you to see it, it's just chilling, like waiting for you to pay attention to it. Well, tracking helps you do that.
No, and it's a discussion I often have with my clients is I tell them like, it's very hard to intuitively eat in your business.
Yes.
Hard. And I mean, as you get better at tracking, it's always the paradox. When you understand structure more and you get into it, you actually rely on it less, but at the beginning you need it more. And so it's funny, but every new level, there's more things to track. But as you get to know how to track them, you start to intuitively work at that level where you are hitting the rates. And so it's always like this, it's a bit of a teeter totter, like we want to track heavy, but then we're getting it. But then we're going to another level, we have to track more. And it's always a little bit of a balancing game.
It sounds like a mastery tool. So it's kind of like, you know, when I teach people about public speaking, a lot of my clients will come and they say like, look, it's part of my job or part of the job that I want to do. How do I do that? And the first thing I tell them is get really good at writing scripts, then really good at ignoring them. And they say, what?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Right? It's like, no, write the script so you know where you're going. Get really good at memorizing the script so you know where you're going. And then when you perform, ditch the script because you know it so well that it allows you to depart from it and to experiment and to play. And you always have your breadcrumbs coming back home. So when you're tracking things in your business and you use it to guide you to improve certain areas, Well, after a little while, your numbers are going to look like what you want them to be. That means you've mastered that little area, right? You've mastered your script. Now, because you know what to do, you know what works, you know how to get back to that, it allows you the freedom of playing, of experimenting, of testing. And hey, if shit goes sideways, you know exactly how to bring it back into what succeeded before because you did it, you tracked it, you were aware of it, you knew it. So it's not like this tracking thing is a confine.
Right.
It's actually your key to freedom.
Isn't that it's what they always talk about. The like structure is not something that's supposed to enclose you. It's supposed to actually allow you to be like even like structure in a day. It allows you to be more productive rather than less. Hmm. Right? It's kind of those different, it's a paradox in a sense.
Yeah, and that as well is like, you know, it's on you to find your flow. Mm-hmm. With that, and really on you to determine what your goals are and your feelings of mastery, yeah. You know, before you jump in there, because there is that, there's mm-hmm. always the desire to like, I mastered it, now I can play.
Yeah.
Right. And again, like that's why the tracking is so important in the beginning of each phase.
Yeah. Exactly. Right?
As your ego or your excitement or your passion might, you know, want to just go in a million different directions at the same time, right? Or you feel like you're kind of like a puppy chasing a bunch of colored balls. You're like, oh, this is good, but what do I do, right? And so, yeah, and I'm actually finding it now where I'm thinking like, do I need to track my shit anymore? Like I've been so consistent over the last 2 years. I've kind of fallen off of it. Like I track my expenses, my income right now. My conversions have been so consistent that now I'm actually ready and I'm going to experiment with my business now on a totally different kind of reaching out, a very ballsy way of reaching out to clients. And so I'm going to track that to see how that goes.
Fabulous. I think that's perfect, right? I think like there's different like levels, there's plateaus and levels to whatever you want to do in life. And I think when you get to a stage, you can definitely enjoy and experiment in there. And then when you want to be like, okay, I want to, whether it's a new direction or another height, it's like, okay, let's try this now.
Yeah.
And maybe it's more of it. Maybe it's a different thing. And let's track it to see what happens. And I think it's like those different stages. I think that's a really healthy way of looking.
Love it. Love it. So Ruben, is there one other thing that you want to drop on people, either a focus, a reminder, or something that could really help them today?
No, that's a good question. So I think at the end of the day, it's something we already talked about, which is just get simple with it all. Entrepreneurs, we like to chase shiny objects. We like to do a million one things at once. But I think simplicity and focus are the characteristics of those who truly do the best, serve the most. And so if you're listening to this today and you got a million one things that are on your plate, simplify, cut out the fluff, say no to more, and say yes to more of what you're called to. And so that's what I would do. I know that was a game changer for me because I'm a overcoming people pleaser and like to do everything and I'm excitable about stuff. And so that's honestly helped me the most. So I think that's what I would like.
I love that. I love that. I love that. And yeah, you know, allow things to be simple mm-hmm. as well,
yeah.
right? Let them be simple. I know, you know, if you think about this, like, business is complicated. Money is a big thing. My problems are huge. Yeah. I get that. I respect that. I'm not going to take any of that down. What I am talking about is your solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Allow, if you need them to be hard, they're going to be hard.
Yeah.
If you can allow them to be simple, then you can succeed. Look, I mean, before we started talking, Ruben was telling me about how this week during a global pandemic could be the biggest week of his company's history.
Yeah.
Almost doubling the revenue that he's bringing in for this week. So, and he's obviously, he's not going to teach us a different system that he's not using. So, right, well, how dumb would that be? So you could have things be simple and crush it.
Yeah.
And if people are curious about you, maybe they want to know the Loop Method to use it or just get in touch with you, can you drop all of the ways to contact you? And I know you also have a Facebook group that they can join. Give us all the details.
Yeah. No, we have a great Facebook group. It's called Aspiring Online Coaches. I did another workshop in there today. I think we have something like 4 dozen free masterclasses, workshops in there that people can take advantage of. And also, I did actually Well, on the show that we host, the Creator Show, we actually did an episode on the Loop Method going really in-depth on it. So if anyone wants to hear like a really in-depth version, that they can find it on the Creator Show, scroll a little bit, find it. And so that's probably the best two places to just consume some great value. That's going to literally, people make money off of our free content. That's always my game. And so hopefully it can be helpful for the people that are listening here today.
Love it. So yeah, go check out one of those 48 masterclasses. Jesus. Go check some of that stuff out. And you know what? If you're like me and you're like, nah, fuck that. I'm ready to just talk. Like I go in head first. Yeah. Reach out to Ruben online. He's super easy to talk with if you haven't gotten it from this interview. And really does care about his clients and about his clients' success. And if you're feeling like you're, you know, like it's the right time for you to step up and push yourself and get a badass business coach who's going to show you how to simplify your business and use that to make a hell of a lot of money, do reach out to Ruben, right? Do yeah. yourself a favor. Get the support instead of making it complicated yourself.
Yeah, thanks. That means a lot.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing with us. I gained a ton out of this interview, and I'm sure our listeners have. And if you're listening to this also, if you got a lot out of this interview, or if you've just been enjoying this podcast in general, do us a favor, go over to iTunes, hook us up with those 5 stars in the review, or a really super easy way to do it. Just take a screenshot on your phone, pop it on Instagram, tag me, tag Sophie, tag Ruben. Let us know that you got something out of this interview and really enjoyed it. That way we know to bring you even more like this.
Awesome.
All right. So with that, lots of love. Have an incredible whatever morning, day, night, wherever you are. And yeah, show yourself some love today. Show your business some love today. And lots of love from us. Take care.